Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Greetings to all of you listening around the world and a warm welcome as we bring you another edition of the Answers for the Family radio show. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and if you're a regular listener, thank you once again for joining us. And if this is your first time, please make yourself comfortable as we bring you Answers for the Family. Now, each week, this show will address issues such as family crisis intervention, building self-esteem, dealing with addictions, lasting health, and so much more. Having over 30 years' experience working with families in crisis, I am grateful to have met and worked with some of the top professionals in many of the helping fields and skilled authors who are working to make this world a better place for all of us. Now, you all can do me a big favor. Please check out some of our past shows at answersforthefamily.com to hear some informative and entertaining guests, as well as some dynamic co-hosts discuss ways for you and your family, your loved one, to become happier, healthier, and more at peace. I'm also looking for some show ambassadors who will forward at least one of our shows to your social media group or to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. I want you to know that we truly appreciate it, and this is just another way that we can make a positive difference in the lives of others. And I can tell you that this will be one of the shows that when we're done, you will say to yourself, I can think of a lot of people that can benefit from this show. So I'm excited over the fact that I feel like the gang's all here. Okay. So with my co-host today is the dating and relationship expert, Christine Baumgartner. And Christine has been on the show before. She works with singles who are frustrated with their dating life and are ready to finally attract the committed, loving relationship that they desire and they deserve. Now, as a successful coach for Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus fame, John Gray, and I didn't know that, by the way, until I got sent this, that you had been a coach for John, because John has been on the show as well.
I've heard his show.
Yeah.
Yes.
So from that, Christine created the Transforming Your Dating Life system. So Christine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alan, for having me. It's very exciting to come back.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. I'm going to make some adjustments here. And also with us is Gabriella Von Ray. And so for those that that have listened before, you know that we talk about the Dare to Be Kind movement, but we start each show with, where in the world is Gabriella? Gabriella.
Laugh each time. Okay. So, where in the world am I? I am in California on my way to San Jose, and I'm somewhere in Cachuma Lake, I would say an hour from Santa Barbara.
So all right.
I'm literally in the wilderness. That's about the best. The best explanation, but beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely stunning.
Yes, it is. It is one of the beautiful parts of California. So share with those, especially some of those new listeners, tell them a little bit about the Dare to Be Kind movement and a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, it's funny because I am realizing no matter how much we try to put information out there, it's not always registering how we are going about this movement. So the movement was basically born out of necessity, right? All the things we're doing, if you look at Christine, if you look at your beautiful host, Kimberly, all of the things that we do, right? Your work too, Alan, is born out of necessity, right? Someone needs help. And then we get passionate about something and we step it up and we say, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Dare to Be Kind movement is kind of part of that. As a speaker and an author that speaks about motivational things and especially how you can live a good and happy, healthy life in the present, I always say that Dare to Be Kind needs to be a lifestyle. Because it's not that easy. That's why I called it daring. And the movement is actually traveling in a Honda SUV with a collapsible tent on the top of the roof. And this morning, I have been messaging about 50 people that asked me through Facebook if I was really in a tent. So I thought the best thing was to just put the picture up, because I don't do that often.
Okay.
And because then at least they know that that's really what the movement is doing. And every day we go out to teach and to show by example how to make a difference in a 2-mile radius around us. That's basically the principle.
Okay. Now, and you mentioned you took a picture of it. Now, did you post it on the Dare to Be Kind Movement Facebook page and the website?
Absolutely.
All right.
I did.
Okay.
Not the website yet. That will be tonight with Tomoko, but I did do the rest of the stuff.
Okay. And, you know, I want to add something because I heard you mention, and obviously I have seen the Dare to Be Kind mobile, and it is a Honda.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're in Southern California, and Honda has a huge location here. So if anybody out there knows one of the executives of Honda, okay, you guys have a marketing campaign that talks about doing acts of kindness. Well, now you have somebody doing an act of kindness that is traveling around the world with one of your vehicles. So I think you need to get in touch with her, somebody from Honda, get in touch with her and see how you can help support that, because she's certainly supporting you.
Oh, that is really, really sweet. But yes, we could use the support of Honda. That would be awesome. Awesome. Definitely.
Okay.
But the pure principle is get on, find us, do the hashtag Dare to Be Kind. You will find our movement online. We are everywhere. And tell us if you want to become a kindness instigator. It sounds maybe very scary, but you know what? We're all instigators of good, of bad, indifferent. We are instigators of something. And so I bet you that there are a lot of listeners on this show that are doing a lot of good.
So why not instigate good, right? Instigate good. I love that.
Yeah.
I am on board. That's a good hashtag too. Instigate good. We could do t-shirts. I love it.
Yeah. I love that too, Christine. And we do instigate good. But, you know, if we don't know it, see, it's through the stories that I tell of the people that I meet that we realize that we instigate that good, right? And then instead of reinventing the wheel, let's duplicate it. Like if you hear of someone, I just found out that there's someone going to start in, it happens to be in British Columbia, Canada. She's going to start a hugging thing with the seniors because they're really deprived of good, solid hugs from someone. And she's doing that there. She's doing free sessions of Reiki. You know, there's so many ways we can help, and it doesn't have to be daily. But once a week, come on, guys, we have 1 hour once a week that we can give to someone, and maybe even just 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound, Alan?
It's beautiful.
Christine, and how does that sound?
Well, I see that's one of the reasons why I love and respect so much about what it is you're doing out there, because not only are you donating your life to spreading kindness, but you're helping people to realize there's so many different ways we can do it. It can be a kind word in the elevator. It can be, you know, letting somebody, you know, get in front of you on the freeway. There's just so many ways that we can get back to a point in which we're just approaching life from a level of kindness. Mm-hmm.
And it's a choice. That's what I always remind people. Even though the four of us could not imagine doing something different than we're doing professionally in our lives, we still choose it every day. And I think kindness is a choice. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Absolutely.
If you're in a bad mood, you could still choose to be kind.
So
yeah, and you know what? Let's put it on like you do your clothes in the morning. And if you're in a bad mood, I always say then in the evening, just take your clothes off and take that mood off. Because it's just like that. Throw it away and put that kindness on. And I think that your guest today that is speaking about the subconscious power, Kimberly, I kind of like what she's saying, that she's basically saying something that I advocate, which is that every single human being is in the driver's seat. And that is so true. We are powerful human beings, and I think we really forget that.
This is true. And that's why, well, first of all, I love the fact that the four of us are on this. And that's why I said it's like the gang's all here, because, you know, obviously, Gabrielle, you've been on the show many times. Christine's been on. And I just thought we have so many people that are sort of all from part of the same tribe that we're all just trying to do positive things. And so having you guys on, in fact, Gabrielle, if, you know, I don't know how long you can stay on, but you know, if you can stay on a little longer, I know you're traveling. Just tell us when you need to go.
Okay.
But yeah. So, but and along those lines, in fact, that's what I was saying is that I love the fact that Christine that you could be on the show with us, because I see such an alignment with how we use our subconscious mind to create the life we want, and how so often what we want to find is that love in our life, and that person that we want to share that with.
It's one of the biggest driving forces, is to be loved and to love back a romantic adult partner, children, pets. It's one of the ways we feel fed. It's as important as water and oxygen and food, I have found.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about our guest. So our guest is the author of the book Subconscious Power: Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted, which fits in just perfectly with what we're talking about. So Kimberly Friedmutter is a certified hypnotherapist. She's a member of the UCLA Health System Board, the American Board of Hypnotherapy, the Association for Integrative Psychology, the American Board of Neurolinguistics Programming, and the International Hypnosis Federation. She is also certified master hypnotist and certified neurolinguistic programming trainer, which is one of the things that I also like, because many years ago when it was just starting, I went through and got trained in NLP, and I think it's another one of those great things that we can all benefit from. So Kimberly is also currently in private practice. She's dividing her time between Nevada and California, serving high-performing clientele who share her philosophy: expect the exceptional. And I love that. So Kimberly is a former model and actress. She appeared with Bryan Cranston, John Stamos, and Olympia Dukakis in such films as Evil Obsession, Time Under Fire, A Match Made in Heaven, The Russian Godfather, and Elvis is Alive. She has also appeared in television programs, including Entertainment Tonight, CNN, Fox, TLC, the BBC, The Doctors, Silk Stockings, LA Heat, and she hosted a hit talk show herself on KLSX, which is 97.1 radio here in Los Angeles. So Kimberly, with that, welcome to Answers for the Family.
Thank you so much, my fellow tribe members. It's so funny because there are so many great crossovers and just this bit of information that I'm gleaning in just listening to you all visit and commune. And I have a great story for you, Christine, that my husband and I met through a matchmaker, and I completely decided to go with my subconscious on this, and I used it. I do really do what I say to do, and it worked beautifully. We're married almost 10 years now, and I chose him from literally from just little thumbnails using my gut, my intuition. I didn't want to know his last name. I didn't want to know where he lived. I did not want to know his occupation, because I knew I would Google him up. And so I stopped myself in my tracks, and it really worked out beautifully. And then I was having a nice, you know, time just listening with Gabriella. I think that if you call it a good stinator, I think that's really, or be a good stigator. Yeah, instead of instigator, you could be a good stigator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or a hope stigator,
like,
right? Yeah, because here's the thing, kindness is a mindset. And just like you're saying, you know, like you put on your clothes, like you put on whatever your wardrobe needs you to perform as that day and to beacon out to others, kindness is absolutely that mindset. And, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to read the book, if anyone had a chance to look at it, but I do go back to that inner 8-year-old, which is the kindest, broadest part of ourselves. And that's the part that we really are our own truth tellers at that age. And of course, it can be around that age. It can be 6 to, you know, say 11, when we before we learn and unlearn all of those things that we know and that broader sense of knowledge. And that 8-year-old is kind. That 8-year-old doesn't see the differences yet. And so all of those beautiful things that you speak about are so steeped in the subconscious that really you're doing that. You know, that's absolutely what you're doing, is asking people to rise to a higher level of that beingness so that they can be the person they really are supposed to be and meant to be and were.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, and yeah. I know, and I know that and I'm glad that you talked about the inner 8-year-old, because that was certainly one of the things I was thinking about. And one of the other things that you touch on in the book, I've realized that in this world today, we're really about bullet points. I mean, everybody wants something. You know, give me something in 2 minutes, or you know, give me something really quickly that I can take and run with. So, to go to that point, describe your simple 3-minute exercises that can alleviate pain, release resentment, and erase any residual shame from past or present experiences.
Well, the entire book is built on super quick, super easy exercises. And the reason I did that is when I was actually asked to write the book. And so Simon & Schuster, the imprint there, Atria Books, who published The Secret, that's the same imprint. And, you know, the idea of The Secret is summoning and beaconing in, and that's all coming from your subconscious. Those thoughts and desires and dreams and that idea of bigness for yourself and that big life we want, whether it's, you know, it can be anything. It can be, you know, it doesn't have to be this big life, but just bigger than what you have, or maybe you're in pain or having sleepless nights or whatever your issue is, or just, you know, wanting enhanced performance. Whatever that is, we certainly don't know. And I know you're busy people, and I'm a busy person, and we don't have room for one more thing to tell us to do one more thing. I said, please don't let me write a book like that, because I don't need a shelf help book. And we are flooded in the marketplace with books. But the one thing I will say is that, or actually a couple of things, is that this in its third day, and I'm all for 3-second abs. I understand wanting to get things done quickly. And, you know, every now and then, you know, someone would say, well, what about journaling? And I said, no. Put down your pen. It's all in your mind. And this is, you know, how fast the mind is. The body is slow and the mind is fast. And we're double-minded. We have our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. And so the beauty of the subconscious mind is how quick it is. So let's not slow it down with anything that takes more than just a few minutes. And in fact, on its third day out, the book was number one new release and number one bestseller on Amazon in its category. And then lo and behold, it became just a day, 2 weeks ago, it reached this, actually it was for April. So yeah, right before April, it was the number 3 book of 25 books America's CEOs are reading.
Congratulations.
So yes.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We need our high performers on board. We need everybody to know the information so that when we're traveling down the superhighway of life and busy and, like you're mentioning, fast and 3-minute exercises, that we can all be on the same, in the same lane, going the same speed and doing what we know. It's time for us to turn in our hall pass of not getting it. Because we are so smart and we all have the knowledge. I know that we're primarily women now, Alan, thank you for that. But the beauty is that women do try to corner the market on intuition. You know, we'll call it women's intuition and gut instinct and all of those things. But men have it so beautifully, even so much so that the data came back from Simon & Schuster that the purchasers of this book have been 48% male, 52% female. And that does not happen in self-help books. I was told it's a 99% chance that, you know, the women, an opportunity for the women to buy, because men just don't buy those books. And it's changed in this, because everyone has a mind and we're all looking for that quick fix. And if you want to be the smartest woman in the room, you want to be the smartest man in the room, use your machinery. This book is a simple guide. It's just a manual. You know how you get a great machine and it has a manual and it has a plug. You plug it in, you look at the manual, you follow the directions, and it's off to the races. That was my point. So in that, it's simple things like, let's say that you have a relationship. We'll go with Christine's department in this of love and relationships. Let's say that you have a relationship that you really don't want to be in and you're having trouble cutting ties with those people. 3-minute exercise. And they might take 3 minutes. They might be faster for you. Again, it's your imagination. So it's how fast you conjure these images. The next thing might be that you pine for someone and, you know, maybe you want to love them more, or maybe you need to be more connected to your children. 3-minute exercise. How about, I don't like paying my taxes. This was a biggie because the book came out on April 9th. Everybody was like, my taxes. And so maybe it's, you know, having trouble, I call it apathy to action, you know, having trouble to get out the door to go get your license at the DMV, any of those things. 3-minute exercise, because the reality is we want the quick fix, but we're also very capable of it. That's the beauty of it. I'm not giving you something that you don't already have. Mine is just the direction to do it. So you crunch the book up, throw it in your purse or your backpack or your briefcase, throw it in your drawer at your office, and off you go, because you might want to refer back to it. But once you get this, and the second, very second principle is tapping into your subconscious. We all know what it is. It's the gut feeling. It's that instinct. It's that impulse. It's all of those things that tell you to move towards something or away from something. And even bacteria has this. I mean, I don't know if you know, but bacteria moves away from stimuli that it sees as negative. So certainly we're smarter than that, you know, and the manual just really shows you that. And, you know, once you really put these into practice, it proves itself, you know, in your life. I mean, it's so great. Look, you can meet someone, shake their hand and see if they're good for you now in the midterm or in, you know, sometime later down the road. You can find lost things around your house or your office. You can find great parking spaces. Those are like the simple, fun, practical things. But the deep things, should I go for that job? Should I switch to this career? Mate choices. I mean, all of these. Christine had, you know, seen just all of these little thumbprints of faces that the matchmaker had put forward to me. And I literally held my gut and I thought, where am I sitting in my impulse, my animal instinct, my magnetism, my, all of those beautiful things that I came into this experience with, where do those sit with each of these gentlemen? And I just went face to face to face and everything screamed that one. And he was not the obvious choice by face. You know, you could say, oh, yeah, there's one supermodel in the group. Pick that one, you know, but that wasn't how it was. It was purely gut. It was with every follicle, you know, hair that I have, every little ounce of me said that one. And literally in 3 months, we were engaged, and a year after that married.
And I am so on board with all of that, that our instinct is our guide. And so often what I found, and I'm sure it's what you find too, that we think we can't trust our instincts because we've been ignoring them. And with your
100%,
with your book, with such an easy means of tapping into it, when people do it over and over and over and over, and they'll keep seeing success, they'll trust it more. They'll get in a habit of doing it more, because that's what happened with me with, I am now a widow, but with my late husband, he was not at all my type. I wouldn't have noticed him in a room full of people. But we met actually through Match.com. And I went, this is the good one. Christine, you have to pay attention. This is the good one. And I'd been honing it for a while. It wasn't an overnight thing. Yours wasn't an overnight thing, which is why your book is so helpful, because it points out what you need to do and then what you need to keep doing.
Right. And the fact that we all know, like even your dreams, you know, dreams are coming from the subconscious, your memories, your emotions, how you stack things, how you respond to things, your filters, all the really good stuff about how you move around on the planet, that comes from the subconscious. Mm-hmm. And so again, it's not having to go get anything. You know, I'm not saying go get a juicer and put celery in it. You know, it is the juicer. You already have it. This machinery is yours. And also, like you're saying, the confidence, I call those convincers when it works out for you, because what happens is you go, oh, excellent. Why wouldn't I want my life to be easy like that? I mean, I will tell you that once you hone in and you really start listening to what that is, much easier than I believe. And a lot of people are into meditation and that's wonderful. This is so much easier because you're actually zoning out. There's nothing to zone into. So it's that moment before you fall asleep where you're kind of floaty and you don't really know, you know, consciously where you are. That moment right as you're waking up, same thing in that kind of dreamy trance state, you know, when you're young, like even the 8-year-old staring out the window, Johnny, teacher taps on the blackboard, come back into the room, we're over here. That's his greatness. he's dreaming up, and even, you know, in this with soul spirit, and I'm sorry to hear about your husband, but even in that, when you're mentioning that I did the Elvis is Alive film, he could still be, you never know, because the last chapter is life is a loop and not a line. And there's a story in there about Mike Tyson and how I was helped facilitate him getting to Muhammad Ali's funeral. And sure enough, not too long ago, about 2 months ago, Lonnie Ali, who I write about, was standing in front of me. And I said, Lonnie, this is like, I wrote this whole chapter about your husband and the greatness of the spirit beyond and how we don't really have to say goodbye to those who transition. And she read the book and she loved it and was so grateful that, you know, his kind of life story could live on through this. And, you know, there's so many, I don't know if you feel him around mm-hmm. at all, or if you acknowledge him mm-hmm. around you at all, but that's such a beautiful thing. So we don't really have to say goodbye to those who transition. I do believe, and everyone's different, and that's why it's soul spirit. We don't call it a thing, but whatever that is, you know, you still can enjoy every aspect of people when they transition. It's a beautiful thing.
I wrote down the word soul spirit because I hadn't heard it put quite that way before. And oh yeah, I feel him around. I ask him for guidance. I talk to him. He was such a good person to be in my life, even though it was pretty short. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, and they can help us. They can help guide. And that is, you know, they're coming through that same gut and impulse. And, you know, Gavin DeBecker wrote a beautiful book a few years back called The Gift of Fear. And mm-hmm. I like to honor him in this because one of the chapters that people get all jumpy about is called Judge Thy Neighbor and Thyself. And I feel like while I, you know, we laugh about judgment, I don't mean, you know, that critical judgment. What I mean is the judgment of ecology for ourselves. And it's so important to have that because your subconscious first directive is your survival. So, you know, just like in many ways, when you're hurting yourself through addiction or, you know, negative habits or whatever that is, at the time, your subconscious will not agree with it. And so it'll try to get in the way. And when you listen to that and you see those impulses, it's very helpful. Pain, you know, same thing. There are so many neat ways to get out of our crisis. And, you know, hearkening back to the idea of your show is that people are in pain and it's not a laughing matter. It's not a funny thing, but this is the way out of it. Alternatively, non-invasive, 100% organic, 100% natural, 100% sustainable, and 100% private if you choose to keep it that way.
And 100% in your control.
Resource.
In your control. You have control over
it. Oh, for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. People ask what hypnosis is. Hypnosis, you're actually in trance many times during the day. And that is that daydream state. That's that screensaver mode. You know, when you're taking that long drive and you don't remember the last few miles, or even simply you go to your refrigerator and you open up the refrigerator door and you forget what you went in there for. Those trance states are because we cannot be on 24/7. When you're sleeping, that's the ultimate trance state. You're still, you know, your consciousness is a side of just this deep sense of relaxation so much that we call it sleep. So it is a very much natural state. Now, how do you use that for your benefit? I've got news. Advertisers are using it for you every day. You look at your computer screen and clickbait and all of these lures and flashy images and colors and sounds and all of these things are designed to get you entranced by that. I could say, Alan, why don't you write down, you know, 5 of your top priorities? Those are your hypnotists. Those are the things that have you entranced, mesmerized, have you, you know, paying attention. Go to a concert, put your phone on the flame, mm-hmm. wave it side by side. Everyone in this trance-like movement, the favorite artist, you know, or entertainer hits a note and everybody goes nuts. That's trance.
Yep.
You know, you're already doing mm-hmm. it.
And Kimberly, one of the great things about the book is the key thing, which is what Christine just brought up, which is you have the power. That's yeah. one of the greatest things about the book, and for everybody to understand, is you have the power. And when you mentioned about advertisers, I mean, to a certain degree, they're trying to take away the power. You know, that's what's going on a lot now with all kinds of things, political stuff and everything else. They're trying to take away the power or say that you don't have it. And that was the greatest thing that I got out of the book is that you have the power. The power is there with you, and here are some tools that you can use to be able to utilize this power that we all know that you have. So that was one of my takes on the book, and I love that about it.
Thank you for noticing that. And, you know, it literally is, if you just liken it to having a machine there in your studio, and all these advertisers would come in and they would say, excuse me, move out of the way. I'm going to use this. I'm going to plug this in and I'm going to use it, but I'll be done in a little bit. Oh, okay. Maybe I won't be done. Maybe it's midnight and I'm still not done. And maybe I'm going to get you at 6 o'clock in the morning. However that is, that's all what that is. So your machine's in your studio, you use it. You know, this is what, I mean, because literally, even if they're not, you know, if they're trying to take it, that's one thing. If they're trying to, you know, overutilize it, overpower it, desensitize you to your own impulses, you know what you can afford to do. And so if you're on the online and, you know, you're on a website or something and you're clicking away, buy, well, you know if you can or not. And something is sickened inside of you. And that's that little inner eight-year-old that's your stenographer. That's, there's a section in the book called Tonkas and Tutus. It's very much for that reason, because we do treat ourselves like these fancy, slick adults. And really, we are these beautiful, beautiful, kind creatures inside that we don't really honor. You know, would you look at half the things you look at if an eight-year-old was standing next to you? Would you hear most of the things that you put yourself in earshot to hear? Would you behave like we behave oftentimes? And so what happens is pretty soon people do get sick and tired, both of those things, sick and tired of their behavior, sick and tired of their mate's behavior, their life, their job, their career, whatever. And it's time to dial that back in. I'm a big tech person. I love tech, but I also put boundaries on because I don't want to exhaust my inner eight-year-old. I want to be kind and I want to be a good, you know, mate and friend and all of those things in life, and mostly to myself. And I encourage you to do that too, you know, and it does mean that you need recharge time. That little eight-year-old needs to run out and go and play and do and be and not have be bombarded by all these images that may not be so good for you. So while it's about all of that, I think the CEO thing is where people just really want to get better. And even if there's nothing wrong with you, maybe you want performance enhancement, maybe you want to feel more energy, you know, all of these things do drain your energy, and it's time to reclaim your machine. Plug in your own machine in your own office or home and enjoy it. Enjoy it for what it was created for and given to you for.
Well,
beautiful. May I ask a quick question?
Please, please.
Alan?
Please.
To Kimberly. Why 8 year old? Because that's the
why
time.
Why that
yeah,
number?
So it's an interesting thing. That's the time. And this will be a fun thing for you just to put in the back of your minds. And just because of the fact that I've said it, you won't have to consciously think of it. When you watch anything, and this is going, this will happen for you, but just notice and have a giggle on my behalf. So when you notice the next time you hear someone say something happened, it'll be in a TV show or in a film or a neighbor or something, you know, walking with the dog. Oh, when I was eight when I had a German Shepherd. Oh, I was eight when my parents divorced. Oh, I was eight. There's a time in life that everybody scooches in. And even if it's not actually true, like some people will say, oh, no, you were 11 when we divorced, you know, and oh, well, it felt like eight. There's this special magic time when people come together with this broad knowledge that you have. So you have this real adult, like beyond broad knowledge that you came here with. And then you haven't unlearned your greatness yet. You know, an eight-year-old will call you out on your stuff. I mean, for sure. You can't get away with anything from an eight-year-old, but they're kind about it, you know, and it's just a fact, right? And so the eight-year-old will be the first to love hard, play hard, and call you out hard. And we haven't learned at that stage to turn and be worried about what the other one thinks. There was even a little girl at the end of this last year or the beginning of this one that wrote a book, and I'm not recalling the name of it now, but about being nine and how at nine everything changes. So in the psychology and hypnosis world, that 8 to 9 year, you know, emotional age is really that sweet spot. And how I encourage parents is if you have a child anywhere in that range, really amplify when they notice their gut or their intuition or their instincts, really amplify that with them and say, that's really good. You know, you saw that the dog was angry before you decided to walk up and put your hand and pet it at its face, you know, things like that, or to play on the playground before you got bit by the kid, you know, whatever the case is, or you thought twice before you said that. Those moments are really precious that you're letting them know they're on the right track. Because they absolutely are. We unlearn our alignment. You know, we come in just beautifully aligned, and we come in without, you know, thought of the other being different, without, you know, any of these things that have, you know, we go askew as we unlearn them, much like animals. You know, it's like taking a wild animal and taming them and, you know, training them to behave in that condition. And that's what we've done, which conscious mind, you know, is we need that. That's our task maker and our calendar keeper and all of those things. We couldn't exist without that, but not at the behest and the squelching of our true intelligence, which is in the subconscious.
Well, for everybody out there,
Thank you.
if you're just tuning in, I have the pleasure to be having on the show with me three incredibly dynamic women, and we are talking about just some of the greatest things. I want everybody to stay with us. We are going to take a break. You're listening to Kimberly Friedmutter, Christine Bumgartner, and Gabriella Von Ray. I'm Alan Cardoza. This is Answers for the Family. We'll be right back.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service, licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585, or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to Answers for the Family, and we are talking about the new book, Subconscious Power, Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted. I'm fortunate to have, it's like I have two co-hosts with having Christine and Gabriella. Our guest is Kimberly Friedmutter, and we are just talking about all of the ways in which you can use your subconscious mind to empower yourself and just bring in more love to your life.
And make your life better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do everything we can to make it better. What I want to add, I want to read one of the listener questions. So this one came in, excuse me, and it reads, I have spent the better part of my life helping others successfully launch their projects and businesses. I have come to believe that I am constantly taking on projects as an excuse not to realize my own dreams. I truly do want to understand how to overcome this. Is it self-sabotage? Can you speak to this and how your book might help me? And this is from Marilyn in Oregon.
Marilyn in Oregon, God bless you. That is the best question ever. And yes, we refer to it spiritually as wheel of samsara. And that is that busyness that, you know, on the wheel so that you don't really have to look at what it is. And I will promise you that this book will set you free from that because you are not right now your priority. When you have a service heart, and that's what you're experiencing is your service heart, which is doing for others. Those in a broadcast have a service heart, beaconing out information to others. I have a service heart, having a private practice. What happens when we do that is we become, we drive ourselves literally into the desert in what I call drought. And drought can be passing drought, which is like, you know, a fender bender week that's, you know, off where your energy is just off. Maybe like I joke about hairnado, you know, the bad hair day, whatever that is for you, that small, quick little passing drought, lingering drought, which is longer. That's if you've had maybe a death in the family or situational with a job. In your case, I promise you, you will be headed for burnout if you do not take care of what you need to do for you. And we'll get to that in 2 seconds. And then habitual drought, which we all know the negative Nelly, that even when you're in a great spirit, you know, negative Nelly will come along and tell you what all is wrong with what you're doing. So when you are a giver and when you are a person with a service heart, a lot of times you can literally spin your life away caring for others and helping others achieve their dreams. It is super important for you to process principle one, which is come into accountability. This is, I can't tell you how many busy mothers and busy business women I've seen and men who will say, you know, I'm doing this, which looks like it's good on the right hand, which is that business and helping people get their business, you know, off to a great start as you're doing. But at the same time, that becomes now your big excuse and what I call the ghostly lover for not taking care of yourself. And by self, it can be your career, your dreams, whatever. That coming to accountability is deciding what you want to do. Because here's the thing, you can beacon out all you want, but if the universe doesn't have your order and you don't have your priorities clear in your mind, no order will be made. Therefore, no order will be fulfilled. So this is where we bridge into soul spirit that, you know, just so you know, the universe has a bigger picture in mind than we ever could. And every single client of mine, and I see people who are extreme high performers in the world globally, and every single one of them says that they achieve dreams bigger than their wildest imagination could have ever conjured. So where is that coming from? That's coming from that soul spirit, that universal bit, that other broader thing of what you're meant to be, so that we can all rise and we can all be elevated. So we need you, Marilyn, to focus on what you want so that you can be great. We need you globally to do that. I need Marilyn to be the best that she can be. Gabriella needs Marilyn to be the best she can be. Alan and Christine, the same. We need you to rise to your occasion. Your life might mean, you know, and maybe you do something else, and maybe you say, really, I do like propping up others and helping them with their business. Maybe you settle back into that. But let me say this, the last chapter is play big. And when I say it, I'm serious. And I'm serious selfishly, because we need you to be the best Marilyn you can be. And if you're holding back 1 ounce of yourself, that's not the best you can be. And I can tell by, you know, the fact that you've called in, written in, however you got to Alan, you've asked for this. So you're meant to hear this. I'm meant to say it, and you're meant to hear it. How divine.
Oh, I mean, am 100% on the same page with you, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy
this. 100%.
We have a second listener question that I think is in a little bit different direction, and I think you're going to like it just as much.
Okay.
I believe anxiety, stress, and depression are rampant at all ages these days. I am very impressed with the outstanding reviews of your book, but as a teacher, I'm most concerned about how we translate these concepts to younger generations. I'm on the front lines in the classroom, and I see firsthand how disconnected and manipulated our kids are. Are you also working on reaching out to our youth? And if so, how? John from Virginia.
Yes. Thank you, John. Yes, absolutely. So I'm working on some projects now involving that. And it's too soon to speak about it publicly, but you better believe it. Mm-hmm. I am an enormous advocate. I don't know if you know some of my clients, Victoria Siegel has since passed away, but Jacqueline Siegel and her husband, David Siegel, Queen of Versailles, people may know who they are. There was a documentary about them. Westgate is their large resort company, and beautiful human beings. And their daughter Victoria passed away of a drug abuse issue. And so we've been working hand in hand on that. The Siegels have made it their life, their one life focus. I mean, they are so focused, and they are so powered up over this. And so through them, there's a charity that they've created called Victoria's Voice. There is a book. I urge you to go and get that book, Victoria's Voice. This book is Victoria's actual diary. And the slippery slope that she endured during this time, and I think it's a must-read, certainly for parents. I wish it was in the school system, as I wish mine was as well. Because here's the thing, when you read that book and you start talking to, you know, people that are on the front line and in definitely, you know, at least hip high in the weeds of this, it is so bad and people are just ignoring it. And luckily, David was able to get, he passed one of the bills, was the CARA bill, and where people now are carrying the Narcan with them. First responders are carrying Narcan. And I mean, it's so bad. And I agree with that 100%. And I do absolutely address this. This is why it's a super, super important book for parents. It's an important book for kids. It's readable for kids. I wrote it that way on purpose. I made it easy because we all need to do it. Those kids are our adults. That's who they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're not running us now, they sure will be. And yep. It's so important for us to get everybody on track with that. 100% in agreement.
And also not only the drug problem with the youth, but the bullying. And it seems like you'd
anxiety,
be able to address
that. Anxiety, fear, mm-hmm. phobias. I mean, it's just, and talk about performance enhancement anxiety. I mean, mm-hmm. they're coming in. Imagine you're going to battle now, which is how they see life. You know, now there's a term called adulting, which is like, you know, scaring people just to become adults. Mm-hmm. So imagine that you're going to this, you know, thing you consider a battle without gear and without any kind of, you know, support. That's how they feel. And it's the scariest thing. I mean, not only drugs, and you're right, I did hit hard on that because of my association with those systems involved. But I mean, PTSD is all kinds of things. I mean, it's endless. We are in a real mm-hmm. bind here, a real bind, and a very, yep. very serious time. And until people start getting help like this, and I say this because drugs are the answer often, but not always. Mm-hmm. And what I love about this is it's holistic and it's not going to hurt you. It's non-invasive and you already have it. I'm not even giving you that. It's just a manual for how to manage your greatness.
I love it. The book is called Subconscious Power. Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted. Kimberly, first, I just really want to acknowledge you for taking the time to do this. I think it's so important. So thank you for that. I assume that it can be purchased anywhere where books can be reached. I think if anybody,
yes.
if they want to go to your website or to get more information, I believe it's www.kimberlyfriedmutter.com. And if you're driving out there, obviously don't try to write this down. We'll put everything on the Answers for the Family site. So at answersforthefamily.com, you'll be able to pull up all of Kimberly's information. So Kimberly, again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been incredible.
It's my greatest pleasure, Alan. Thank you so much. And wonderful to know you, Gabriella and Christine. Thank you both.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm looking forward to reading your book.
Yes. And I noticed that also, Kimberly, you're in the Los Angeles area, or at least your phone is. So, anytime that you would like, or I think it sounds like we're going to have another book coming out fairly soon that's maybe going to address the younger crowd, please let us know. Would love to have you come back on, talk about that. And with you being in Los Angeles, would love to have you in studio. And
thank you.
And you can meet the gang.
I so appreciate it. Wouldn't I love to just give y'all a hug? That'd be my greatest pleasure.
All right.
But yeah, let's do it. It's a date.
Perfect. Got it. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So Christine, I just wanted to touch a little bit here before the show's over. Now, you're also writing a new book. So share a little bit about the new book that you're going to be working on and how it's going to be different.
Well, it's written from my experiences with dating and how to date successfully over 50. I think that it's sad. I've learned a lot of women think that they're not desirable anymore, and men think women aren't going to want them anymore, and they think they're over the hill at 50, and I learned that wasn't true. And how to date safely at 50 in the new world with all the online ways of dating, and how to feel confident and comfortable with yourself mm-hmm. and the people that you're dating. And so much about my book is talking about your intuition and trusting it. And I've been doing some podcasts about you don't know what you don't know about dating. And it's really been fun, the feedback of, I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. So my book's going to be addressing a lot about, we didn't think about it that way, that you really are going to learn a lot. And you're going to now know that you did know, you just didn't know that you knew it. Isn't that funny?
Well, it was so.
That's
for,
nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, and for anybody out there, it sounds like that's a couple of books you can use because because you get that one, that helps you. Then also, if you get Subconscious Mind, now that's going to help you to be able to manifest that person that you want to begin with.
Oh, I think they're very much complimentary books. After the more I talk to Kimberly, I'm like, oh yes, these are very complimentary books.
Exactly. So obviously, I would love to have.
I have a question.
Please go ahead.
Alan, I still have a question for Kimberly. Does she offer work with classrooms or Does she do that at all in schools or not?
You know,
yet?
that's a great idea. And I have not. Now, remember, I had a private practice. And so I was a fairly private person working with other private people. And so when Simon & Schuster approached me to write the book, that was a, you know, a beautiful moment. So it was kind of all outed at that point saying, okay, let's make it mainstream so everyone can enjoy. And so it literally is those exact principles, and they do apply so beautifully for children. Y'all are just giving me the best, again, the best signals and information to like not walk, but run to this avenue, because I'd been working lightly, like I'd said, with some things that I can't really talk about yet. But however, it's really that confirmation you're giving right this minute about that. It's so powerful and so beautiful for kids, you know, and they're so easy. It's like languages, you know, how children learn languages so much easier. And it's the same thing. It's just the language of you. So that's a great idea. And you're literally giving me the confirmation, you know, that this is the right angle. This is how, this is actually the book in practice. Okay. This is how it works. Listening to others, putting it out there, getting the feedback.
So I'm making a suggestion to you real quick here on live radio. I talk often in schools about anti-bullying, but I don't call it that because I don't want anything with anti associated with my name. But we call it communication and kindness and how to do better. And I am more than willing to set something up for the beginning of the school year in a school, in a high school or a middle school in LA, and have you share my stage.
Beautiful.
We used to have an hour.
Beautiful. I would love that. And
so
Alan has my number.
Don't mind,
that'd be so perfect.
Exactly. I'll keep your number. I'll keep your email, and I will send you a little email so that you don't forget. And yeah, because I think you will see how open they are.
That's wonderful. It's nothing like getting in, you know, raised in Texas, they say, if you're going to get to something, you need to get it by the root, and, you know, a weed
exactly.
or a cedar tree or whatever. And so it absolutely, you know, the roots
wet.
Are our children, our babies. Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, Gabriella.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you, Kimberly.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to both of you. And it sounds like with Gabriella's help, we're going to put together a whole new band and we're going to hit the road together, folks. So we'll give you that announcement as well.
Let's do it. You and the ladies.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think I'm
safe skating for university students. I'm into.
Oh, yes.
There
and
you go.
The communication between men and women, because we misunderstand
You're
each
sorry,
other.
You know, Christine.
Yep. We misunderstand each other, miscommunicate, and boy, I wish I could talk to students. It would be so helpful to plant seeds instead of pulling weeds.
All right. And so,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I'm getting the signal that we've gone over time, but let's all make sure that we do this again. And for anybody out there, if you want to get a hold of Christine, go to theperfectcatch.com, and we will also have that on our Answers for the Family. Everybody out there, be good human beings. Be with us again next week on Answers for the Family.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Alan.
You're listening to Answers for the Family with Alan Cardoza, right here on LA Talk Radio.